So Arjuna still doesn't look satisfied. Bhagavan says, you need more examples? He says, okay. All right. Here's another verse. Verse number 9. Punyo gandhav prithivyancha. Tejas chasmi vibhavasau. Jivanam sarvabhuteshu. Tapaschasmi tapasvishu. Together, punyo gandhav prithivyancha. Tejas chasmi vibhavasau. Jivanam sarvabhuteshu. Tapaschasmi tapasvishu. So he says, punyo gandham prithivyan. In the earth, I am that. Punya means that pure, that divine fragrance. The divine fragrance in the earth I am. So what do you mean fragrance? Where is fragrance? So we'll talk about that. He says, I am that divine, that pure fragrance in the earth I am. And tejas cha asmi, and I am cha means I am teja, the brilliance in the fire, vibhavasau, in the fire, I am the brilliance, I am the light and the heat in the fire. Then how about in all the beings, sarva bhuteshu, bhuta means all beings, animals, birds, plants, fish, humans, in all beings, I am jivanam, I am the life in all the beings. And tapas cha asmi tapasvishu. And cha means and I am tapas. I am the austerity. I am the penance, the austerity in the austere. Those who are doing tapas sitting in the Himalayas and sitting and, you know, meditating for hours and going into that, I am that. So I am the fragrance in the earth. I am the light in the fire, the brilliance. I am the life in all beings. And I am the tapas, I am the austerity in the austere, those who are doing austerities. So fragrance, now think about it, especially in India, you know, where the summer is so hot and it's so dry, you know, when you go away from the coast in the, like in Gujarat or Punjab and all, when you go away from the coastal area, it is so dry. In May, April, May, it's so hot, 115, 120 degrees. The ground is cracked, you know, it's parched and the crops are just getting dry. And then the first thunder comes and the lightning comes and the rain falls and the earth gets, you know, so happy. The plants are happy and the earth gives a fragrance. You know, the first rainfall, if you have noticed, has a beautiful fragrance. The earth has beautiful fragrance and all the human beings are happy, the animals, birds, plants, the birds start singing and the plants start blooming, which have been, you know, going down, the flowers and everything has been, you know, wilting, and suddenly with the rainfall, everything blooms. So he says, I am that fragrance in the earth. Also, talk about fragrance. What is our fragrance? Perfumes, you know, soaps, lotions. Now, where does the fragrance come from? Flowers, right? The fragrance comes from flowers or from other substances which we have taken from earth. So when we are using a fragrance, next time you spray fragrance upon yourself, you say the fragrance is Bhagwan, the Lord. Or when we're using a fragrant soap or a lotion or a perfumed anything, that's how. So they say that's why anytime you smell anything fragrant, you say, oh, Bhagwan is there. You know, he is there because all fragrances come from earth, come from flowers. So, but he says, but sometimes there is foul smell in the earth too, right? When there is a lot, especially in India, when you walk around some of the gutters and there is so much dirt and such a foul smell. You know, what is that? Is that Bhagwan? Shankaracharya says, that is avidya, that is ignorance. Misusing what God has given us gives us this foul smell. Why? Because we have polluted this earth, this only our only home. So the example they give that in your house, in your tub, would you throw garbage? No, or the place where you have to eat, or your living room, will you throw trash? No, you take it out. You're not going to say, okay, the whole bag of trash I'm going to throw in my bathtub or in my living room or in my guest room. Or no, you don't do that because you say, this is my home. I live here. Why do you pollute this home that we have? This is the only home we have. At least this home you can change. If you don't like, northeast, you can move to southwest, or you can move to northwest. From the earth, you cannot move anywhere. Mars, I don't know, few people might be going, and that will be many years from now, and then they can't come back. So very few people will go to. So this is the earth we have. So why are we polluting it? Why are we making a mess? And people just throw trash anywhere, especially in India, it is so bad. Now, Modi ji is trying Swachh Bharat and all to keep India clean, but people just out of the window they throw trash, and it's so bad. He says it's like, and the rivers you are polluting. If you're not going to throw in your bathtub, why do you throw in the river? Because the river is what you're going to take bath in. You're going to get the water to drink from there. The air you breathe in, we are polluting it with all these chemicals and smoke and industries and all. So he says the foul smell is ignorance. That is avidya. That's what Shankaracharya ji says. So avidya leads to karma, leads to adharma. So avidya means ignorance. So not knowing that I am happiness, I look for happiness in things and being. So I do the actions. So ignorance leads to actions. Now when I don't get enough of what I want to satisfy my greed, then I do adharma. Then I do wrong things. So out of ignorance comes action, and if too much action leads to wrong action or adharma. So here we see that Bhagavan has covered all the five elements. He has covered space, he has covered air, which is, water, fire, and air, space, fire, water, earth. So all five elements, he says, I am all. Anything you see is me. And I am the life in all. So when we say life, then obviously what it means is whenever I'm hurting anybody, I'm hurting God. Whenever I'm killing anybody for my pleasure, killing an animal to eat. Now what happened in China where they were getting all these wildlife and just slaughtering them. And that virus has shaken up the whole world. Yesterday I was in the Bay Area and somebody was saying, she was saying, oh, coronavirus, I'm so worried, scared to go anywhere. She's thousands of miles away from China, and she's afraid to go out of the house. What's going to happen to my little baby? Is 9 months old. Will they get coronavirus? Because the media scares it. But the fact is that the coronavirus has taken over the whole earth. And from China, how many thousands of people have died and how much more it will do, we don't know. The whole economy of China, the whole economy has been destroyed by this. I don't, and they say it might last up to a year. We don't know. So that's why they say that I am the life in all, and conserve life, preserve life, take care of people. When you hurt, don't hurt people, don't kill people. And then I am the tapas in the tapasvi. So what it means is that when somebody is doing penance, doing meditation, sitting and contemplating and chanting the mantra, I am that because of which he is able to achieve what he wants to. Because in the goal of all tapas is enlightenment, to reach one with God. And in those who do tapas, they have this thing called kundalini, which is the energy at the base of the spine. And it is said that in tapas, there are certain techniques where some yogis are able to raise the energy of the kundalini upward. And at the more higher the energy gets, the more you become one with the totality. So because the kundalini, when it is down below, it just separates us from others. As the kundalini rises in yoga. So the point is, as we become spiritually involved, the end result should be that you become one. You see the oneness and you develop spontaneous love for all and spontaneous caring and spontaneous, So I am that tapas. I am that. But for tapas or for raising of the kundalini or for growing spiritually, effort is required. Effort is required in anything. So without effort, I'm not going to be able to achieve. So that's what they say, that when you are on the spiritual path, it has to become a continuous effort that this is what I'm going to do. And every day one has to do. So every day I have to do some japa, some chanting of the name, some prayer, some service, some reading, some knowledge acquiring. So continuous effort is required, just as in any other field. To learn computers, you need effort. To doctors, you know, and even housewife, to become a good cook, she has to put in effort. So effort is required. So that's why tapas is the effort put by these yogis to raise their kundalini. So then they become one with the total consciousness. As the kundalini goes higher and higher, I don't know the techniques of raising kundalini, so please don't ask me because I have not studied that branch of yoga. But as we grow spiritually, if you grow, this ego should become less. This perceiver, feeler and thinker should become less. This BMI, I should not only identify with my BMI, but with all BMIs. And once you become one with Om, and that is what they say in all the Upanishads, that when you meditate upon the light of consciousness within. I'm not only outside. That's why, you know, mano buddha ahankar chittani naham, ya in Vivekshudamani, jati niti kula gotra dura jam nama rupa guna dosha varjitam desha kala vishayati varti yada brahma tattva masi bhavayatmani. Bhagavan Sri Shankaracharya ji says, you are that Brahman that is beyond jati niti. You don't belong to any caste. You don't belong to any kula. You don't belong to any community. That which is beyond all these, nama rupa guna dosha varjitam. And that Brahman has no name, no form, no guna, no dosha, no likes, no dislikes, no good or bad. It is beyond all of these, beyond name, beyond qualities. Desha kala vishaya, and it is beyond space and time also. Even space and time are in that consciousness. That Brahman you are, Shankaracharya ji tells us, you are that Brahman that is beyond space, beyond time. Your body may perish, but you will live forever. Why? Because I was never born. See, I have to understand, I was never born. I means not this body, I will perish. But I as this Om is, and so I have to identify from this limited I, go to the real I, that real I am. And that is beyond space, beyond time. It was never born, will never die. It's unchanging and it does not belong to. That's why this religion, Vedanta, does not restrict only of the people of this community or this caste or this creed or this nationality, because it says you are beyond all of those. And that is the essence of today's verses, where Bhagavan is giving us different places where you can find me. He says, where you can find me. So that is the essence of this, that I am the taste in water, I am the light, I am the Om, I am the sound, I am the manliness, I am the fragrance in the earth, I am the light in the fire, and I am the life in all beings, and I am tapas. So next week will be a short class because it's Mahashivratri. So we'll do one verse, that I am the eternal seed, and then we'll continue. The week after next, we'll have a full class. But next week will be half an hour class from 11 to 11:30. We'll have one verse. After that, we'll go into the hall. We'll do the Mahashivratri puja. And then we'll have some beautiful singing, not only by the children, but even the ladies. They do have a chanting class from every Tuesday from 12 to 12:30. If any of the ladies are interested in learning Vedic chanting, Jayashree teaches. So if you come Tuesday, it's a ladies study group. So they will be showing us what they have learned. So if you have time, join this class. It's a very nice class. 12 to 12:30, they do chanting for all the ladies. And then 12:30 to 1:30, they're doing a text. So they just started a new book, Yog Vasishth. So that all that you will be able to hear, and then we'll have lunch next week. I'll end here, and then I'll just talk about the upcoming events. Or I can just announce it now. Swami Ishwarananji will be here from March 9 to 13, and he will do Ashtavakra Gita. It's a very nice text which talks about this, who am I and what is my nature. This same thing is expounded at a higher level, but Swamiji does an excellent job of explaining much better than I can. So thank you. Any questions, comments? We have about 10 minutes.
The thread and the pearls is also just one. They are not separate. The thread itself gets into like pearl shape. So when you take out, it's one thread. Like you said, Raman Maharshi gave the example,
right,
of the picture and thread. So the pearls and thread is not separate.
Right. Right. At the highest level, yeah, they are not separate. True. But initially, we see them as separate. So that's what they said. At the lowest level, they are separate. At the highest level, they are not. They are the one. Yes. One alone is expressing as many.
I've been reading that the Communist People's Republic, the government of China, has a biological warfare facility just outside of Wuhan, just like about an hour's drive out.
Oh, maybe.
And given the behavior of the government killing doctors, and they closed down all the markets so that they can't be investigated to even find any evidence one way or another.
It could be, yes.
And it's really being talked about that this is an escaped virus in the biological warfare
really?
Department. Yeah.
Wow.
Just
that's interesting.
And I don't know. I wasn't there.
Could be. Yeah.
I also read somewhere.
Really?
Oh.
Could be.
But you will never know in China.
Right, you'll never know. They won't let it come out. Right. Yeah, in fact, they persecuted the doctor and he himself died, the one who first reported it. He was an ophthalmologist. He got the illness himself.
But then the truth has a way to get out somehow.
Well, people have smuggled videos.
They say unofficially about 75,000 people have died.
In China itself.
Yeah, because the military took over all the hospitals and everything. Now they are beating people who doesn't wear masks, and they don't have enough masks.
Right.
They were showing on the.
They don't even have the diagnostic tests.
Yeah.
This is perhaps a virus which has been completely human made.
Oh.
My friend from Singapore told me the same thing, that they don't know masks around.
Yeah.
People are hoarding them.
Yeah.
Yeah, people don't have masks. Yeah, that's true.
But they're beating them because they're not wearing masks.
I know you mentioned that you haven't studied much, and not to ask you questions about it, but in your opinion, we have a certain number of kundalinis in our body. Am I correct?
No, there's one. It's one chakra. The kundalini is one. There are different chakras. Are you talking about the six chakras?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
And then certain ones can be closed.
Right. The kundalini is at the base of the skull. It's the source of all energy.
Right. Yeah, that's what I meant to say. So there's a number of chakras and there's one kundalini.
Right.
So certain chakras, if they're closed, then the kundalini cannot be released. Is that how it
Right. Yeah, it's what they, again, I'm not an expert on chakras, but there, you can meditate on various chakras, you know, the Agnya chakra and then, you know, the Vishuddhi chakra and all of those different chakras. You can meditate and open those. And there are techniques for doing that. And each chakra has its own color. It has its own mantra. By chanting that particular mantra, by paying attention, like there was one yogi who came here. He used to say, pay attention to your belly button. That's where all the power is. So he meditates only on the belly button chakra. So yeah, you can meditate on different chakras, but the kundalini is the one that there are different techniques which yogis do so that the kundalini rises upward. And ultimately, it goes up to the top, you know, the Agnya chakra and the top chakra, the Sahasra chakra. That when it does, then that man is said to be enlightened. But that's not the only technique to reach enlightenment. That is one technique. That's the yogic technique. And the other one is our jnana technique, where you say, I am that and everything is that. And one is knowing it and one is owning it. See, I can say I am everything, but then do I own it? Do I constantly remember it? Do I bring it into my life, into my practice? And do I develop detachment from my body, mind, intellect, from my objects, emotions, and thoughts? Objects you may give up, but ideas are very difficult to give up. So that is called owning it. So that is the second path. One is the path of yoga, the path of knowledge, then the path of bhakti, where you completely surrender to the Lord. But even there, knowledge is required as to who is this God I am surrendering to. So they say the path of knowledge is the straight path. It's the fastest. All of these others are very difficult. Especially this, you have to have a proper teacher who will teach you and who has to have that knowledge. And that you may have to go to India and find, you know, some Baba sitting somewhere. It's not easy to. Because a lot of fake people are there who will say, oh, I can open your kundalini and all that. So you have to be careful. That's why knowledge is best. Nahi gyanena sadrisham pavitram iha vidyate. Bhagavan Krishna says there is nothing better than knowledge. So don't get caught in these, because it's not easy to find the right person. Even to learn pranayam, to learn breathing, people just, you know, read, watch in the TV or watch in the... No, you have to have a teacher who will sit and teach you. Yogic asanas also. You can't learn from TV or from a video. You have to learn from a live teacher. So,
but pranayam, actually Ramdev has done wonders of teaching.
Yes,
right?
yes, he has done.
Him.
Right. Yeah, that's good. You can watch these, but it's still the complicated pranayam maneuvers. You need to have somebody make sure you're doing it correctly, because you know
the chanting of Om. I've heard some people say that it's, you know, so you can say Om or you can say Om. So that you're pronouncing the three syllables. Do you have a favorite way to do that?
I don't think you break it. You just chant it as Om, because A and U becomes O. In Sanskrit, you can, when you're splitting it as A, U, and Ma, that is, but you can extend it. Om. So it merges into.
Perhaps some yoga teachers teach it.
Break it up?
Yeah,
I'm sure there's nothing wrong with
that. You don't do that.
No, I don't do that. And then that goes into the silence. So that's why they say is the lowest, U is higher, and Ma is the highest. In this Mandukya Upanishad, there are levels. So the waking, then the dream, and then the deep sleep. So it merges into Ma, and then it should become silent. And then the next Om should start.
I sometimes, just because I did that with Donald, he used to do that. Donald Bertrand used to teach that.
Yeah, I'm sure, yeah, if he's doing
so
it.
I often do both.
It's a little awkward, I think.
But I do it by myself sometimes, I do that.
Yeah, that's fine. Whatever works for you.
Wondered,
no, I just do the Om.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't do Om, I don't break it up.
I think they
both probably reach the same, right? Because it's A and U, when together is O, that's the Sandhi rule, and then A and U is broken up, it is separate. Okay, so we'll see you next Sunday. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha, Sarve Santu Niramayaha, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Ma Kashchit Dukha Bhag Bhavet. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Shri Guru. Hari Om. Thank you.